Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Hi, this is Marion Ferro, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry I'm a few minutes late today. There is so much construction going on around here. It took me about 4 turns of the light to get through it. Let me start with something for you. Starting a little bit of serious guitar early, but I'll have it mixed up, okay? I think you might like this. I hope that you do.
Ma. But let me tell you, squeeze my lemon. Until the juice runs down my leg. See, you just have very but squeeze my lemon until the juice runs down my leg. If you don't squeeze me the way I want you to, baby, I swear I'm gonna kick you out of bed. But I've got you in the sights of my loving, 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 loving. Go!
As many of you probably, if not everybody, knows, that was Led Zeppelin with How Many More Times, though you may not know it's from the BBC Sessions album. This is unusual, starting with a little serious guitar, but you know what, with Jimmy Page there. But I do have a couple of sets of serious guitar time tonight, and I started there because just saw a great Joe Bonamassa show Saturday night at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Loved it. And How Many More Times was one cover that they did, and he did a lot of his stuff. He had a full band with horns and three female backup singers. It was quite a show. Joe's solos were incredible. So I thought I'd start the first set of my serious guitar time, which, yes, I'm starting early, but what the heck, right? I figured I would it was kind of in honor of seeing Joe the other night, I would kind of feature him a bit in this set, more than a bit maybe. So first up, now I have Joe Bonamassa with Slow Train from his 2012 album Beacon Theater Live from New York, as that was one of the songs he did at his show the other night. Good stuff. So here is Joe with Slow Train.
Thank you. a slow train coming. Marches on the water.
Music. said the words, you know I'm true, yeah.
Yeah. Next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
All right. We just heard a set with a lot of Joe Bonamassa in, I guess you could say. It started with Led Zeppelin's How Many More Times from the BBC Sessions album, since Joe did a great cover of it the other night at his show. What just happened? Hold on a minute. That's my phone ringing. One second. I don't know who this is. All right, sorry about that. Thought it was some music starting somewhere. Oh, yeah, that's my phone ringtone. Anyway, I'll get back to that later. Anyway, we got back to, as I said, Joe had a great show at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion Saturday night. And so I went with as one of the songs he played that night, Slow Train, from his 2012 album, Beacon Theater, live from New York. And let's see now. Then after that, you heard singer Mahalia Barnes doing Steppin' in Her I. Miller Shoes from the album released in 2015. Ooh, yeah, the Betty Davis song book from Mahalia Barnes and the Soulmates. Joe Bonamassa's on guitar here. And Mahalia Barnes is singer Jimmy Barnes' daughter. And she was one of the three backup singers at Joe's show the other night. And Betty Davis songbook is not the actress you might be thinking of. She was a singer who married Miles Davis in the late 60s, and she introduced him to Jimi Hendrix and Sly Stone. Then you heard Jimmy Barnes, who's a Scottish-born Australian rock singer and songwriter. And 2 years ago, he released the album 30-30 Hindsight, celebrating 30 years since his number one debut solo album in 1984. The album includes new songs and reworking of his old songs with guest musicians. And you heard a 1993 hit song of his, Stone Cold, done here with, guess who? Joe Bonamassa on guitar, that's right. Barnes has been around since 1973 and apparently is huge down under. From 73 to 83, he was in a band called Cold Chisel, which I guess was huge in Australia. He's had a solo career ever since with lots of number one albums throughout. I actually first heard him on a couple of tracks he did with Joe Bonamassa on different albums. And then you heard Black Country Communion with Collide from their new album coming out soon, BCC4. Let me see, when is that coming out? Can't find it. It's coming out. Where is it? I want to know when it's coming out. September. I know it's in September, and I'm not sure September what. I don't know. 22nd, there it is. September 22nd, it's going to be released. I can't wait to hear that new Black Country Communion album. And I really hope they tour. I really do. I saw them when they toured, when the first albums came out, and they were great. So let's hope they tour again. Now, we had an early set of Serious Guitar Time just then. And we're going to have another one later, of course. And I thought I'd get into some local bands. First, Boston Tsunami of Sound. And this is Boogie Boardwalk from their 2016 album Permanent Wave, with lots of great surf music on the disc. And Tsunami of Sound will be playing Friday night at the C-Note in Hull, Mass. I think those are the Friday nights that are like Rat Beach Party reunion things, bands whose members have played at the Rat in the past. So Tsunami of Sand, Boogie Boardwalk.
Thank you.
Stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down?
But I gotta know right now.
tonight. Just heard several local bands. Started with Boston Tsunami of Sound with Boogie Boardwalk. As I said, they'll be playing Friday night at the C-Note in Howell, Mass. And also on the bill there will be Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, who you heard after that with The Elevator Girl. The band formed in 2013, but the players have all been around for a long time, played with lots of different cats. Allen played with the late Jerry Nolan from the New York Dolls and Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. After that, you heard Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride, radio-friendly version, from her 2016 album, That Shame. She'll be playing in the Soul Sister Review at Thunder Road in Somerville on Saturday night. And the set ended with another local band, Bad Marriage, with their newest single, Electric Emerald Eyes. These guys are great songwriters. I love their albums and their live shows. They're going to be playing at the Central Tavern in Milford, Mass. On Friday night. Now we've got a little more, a couple more local, no, maybe one more locals anyway, here and there. Next local is from Waltham, Mass, Rolling Nectar, and this is Twice a Night, which also includes their backup vocalists, the Nectarines. And Rolling Nectar will be opening for Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown on Saturday night at the Palladium upstairs in Worcester, Mass. It's great seeing these guys getting bigger gigs to the good band. All these bands are Bad Marriage, Rolling Nectar. I've been playing them since for years, since I first heard them a lot earlier in my show, and I'm glad to see them getting more attention and better gigs and stuff. That's great. So here's Rolling Nectar with Twice a Night.
To sneak out late.